We're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight the jazz recording legacy of Zoot Sims, great tenor sax man. As I noted at the top of the first hour, he wasn't a composer or arranger of note, and he wasn't a leader too much. He worked mostly as a sideman, or he'd be a leader in the studio occasionally. But he was a great soloist, and everybody was called Zoot when he did a recording session. He was first call. And Zoot started out when he was about 19 with the Benny Goodman Big Band during World War II. And then he was hired by Woody Herman for his second herd that he put together in 1948. He was part of the famous Four Brothers sound with Stan Getz and Al Cohn and Serge Charoff. And he went from the Big Band of Woody Herman to small groups the rest of his life, except for some time he spent with the Jerry Mulligan Sextet and the Jerry Mulligan Big Band. So we're going to do some more items by Zoot, and we're going to do something from his album, For a Lady Day, which is a salute to Billie Holiday, the great jazz vocalist. And Zoot's backed up by one of my favorite piano players, Jimmy Rolls, who came along a little later with Zoot Sims and introduced Zoot to a lot of tunes he wasn't familiar with, and so he really expanded his repertoire. George Maras on bass, Jackie Williams on drums. This is a thing called That Old Devil Called Love. Thank you. That's my man, Zoot Sims, on tenor sax, tastefully backed up by Jimmy Rollins on piano, and from Zoot's album dedicated to the jazz vocalist Billie Holiday, called For Lady Day, which was her nickname. And that was a beautiful ballad that isn't heard too often, called That Old Devil Called Love. Okay, we're going to follow this up with the something by the classic Miles Davis Quintet. This is the one that cut about five or six albums on the Prestige label in the mid-50s, Smoking, Steaming. There were four different albums. This is the quintet, his classic quintet, with Miles, of course, on trumpet, Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, doing Sposin'. Thank you. that's the original Miles Davis Quintet. Miles on muted trumpet, you heard there. John Coltrane on tenor sax. Red Garland on piano. Billy Joe Jones on bass. And that was Spozen. We're going to turn back now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Zoot Sims. And this is an album appropriately called Zoot. And Zoot revisits something from the early years of the Count Basie band, written by their alto sax man, Earl Warren. And this is a nice thing, backed up by John Williams on piano, Gus Johnson on drums, Nobby Totow on bass, called 920 Special. Thank you. an old item by our man Suit Sims out of the Count Basie book, written by the alto saxman, lead alto saxman in the Count Basie band during the late 30s, early 40s, Earl Warren, and backed up by fine piano work of John Williams. I'm going to turn now to one of my favorite piano players, and that's Ray Bryant. And this is the Ray Bryant Trio with Ike Isaacs on bass and Specs Wright on drums. And here Ray does his version of Clifford Brown, the great trumpet man's composition, Dawood. Edition of a great Clifford Brown composition, Dawood, by Ray Bryant on piano. And we'll turn now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and this is our man, of course, Zoot Sims. And this is Zoot, where he's teamed up with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. He must have cut 6 or 8 albums with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. They were really good together. Again, we've got John Williams back on piano, and the judge, Milt Hinton, on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. This is from their album, The Modern Art of Jazz, and this is a thing that was written by two of the great composers of the 30s, Al Dubin and Harry Warren, called September in the Rain. Thank you. September to Rain. That was our highlight artist of the week. Zoot Simmons with one of his soulmates on valve trombone, Bob Brookmeyer. Made many, many albums with Mr. Brookmeyer. Going to turn now to a composition by the famous pianist and band leader, head of the soul jazz form of jazz, and it's Horace Silver. And this is something by organist Richard Groove Holmes called Song for My Father. And he's backed up by Jimmy Smith on drums. That's not the Jimmy Smith, the organ player. This is a different Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith, the organist, wasn't that talented. He could play the drums and the organ. And so we're going to do, also Gene Edwards is here on guitar. Let's listen to Song for My Father. Thank you. Richard Groove Holmes on organ, doing a Horace Silver composition. Now we're going to turn back to our highlight artist of the week, Zoot Sims. This is from a Pablo album that was cut by owner and producer Norman Granz. Norman Granz, who was produced the Jazz at the Philharmonic and all the great LPs on Verve and Norgren. And Pablo, this is Zoot Sims doing a thing called Fred, dedicated to the great dancer Fred Astaire, written by Neil Hefti. And it includes Jimmy Rawls on piano, Bob Cramshaw on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. Fred. That was our, that board fade was not in this this studio. That was done in a recording studio. Our famous recording audio engineer here would never do that. The that was called Fred. It was dedicated to the great Terpsichorean, Fred Astaire, written by Neil Hefti. And so we're gonna forge ahead and do some more Zoot Sims by Highlight Artists of the Week. And this is from Zoot's album called Down Home. And he's got a real soul brother on this album because it's Dave McKenna on piano. He really liked to work with Dave McKenna. In fact, he recorded an album or two as a sideman under Dave McKenna CDs. Got a fine bass player here, George Tucker and Danny Richmond on drums. This is an old one from the 30s. I Cried for You. Thank you. Spotlight Artist of the Week, Toot Sims on tenor sax, doing I Cried For You, backed up by some swinging piano by Dave McKenna. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on the Feeling of Jazz. We had a little break for the news at the top of the hour. We are here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so I hope you make it a habit of joining us for some of the best in modern mainstream jazz. We're going to go out with something by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and this is from an album called Hawthorne Nights by Zoot Sims. And this is a little big band that's backing up Zoot on this one, and they do a version of Billy Strayhorn's composition, Main Stem. We'll be right back.